Divine Office. Tuesday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Come, let us celebrate evermore joyfully, how through the centuries martyrs so glorious laid down their lives for you, Jesus our King and Lord, enduring all courageously. The world enticing apostasy, they braved its mockery, setting its threats at naught, their love upholding them, nothing could hinder them from imitating their leader. Brave men and women too suffered for love of you. No sound or murmuring broke from their tortured lips. Their soul's tranquility gained its fortitude. Bear such anguish patiently. What voice or tongue e'er can tell of the happiness you have in readiness for those who die for you? Sacrifice. Their crowns are rich beyond measure. Most Holy Trinity, humbly we beg of you, forgive our sinful
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you accepted the perfect sacrifice of your Son upon the cross. Hear us during times of trouble, and protect us by the power of his name, that we who share his struggle on earth may merit a share in his victory.
God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given. Days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The King has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, you have given us life on this earth, and have met us with the grace of redemption. Bestow your greatest blessing on us, the fullness of eternal life. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
A reading from 1 Peter. Dearly beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Delight in his love, you pure of heart.
And sing for joy in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say,
We praise you, O Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end.
We praise you, O Lord.
For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life.
We praise you, O Lord.
For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin.
We praise you, O Lord.
For our perseverance in your grace today.
We praise you, O Lord.
For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today.
We praise you, O Lord.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, strength of all the saints, who through the cross were pleased to call the martyrs St. Paul Miki and companions to life, grant, we pray, that by their intercession we may hold with courage even until death to the faith that we profess. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.